Last year, the Dream Center for Art Education and Thalian Hall premiered a new event called Dream Builders, a showcase of visual and performance art by the teaching artists at Dreams. Dream Builders is happening again this Friday at the Stein Theater in Thalian Hall. Former Associate Director of Dreams Emily Collin is co-producing the exhibit and performance. She joined us to talk about the inspiration behind this event, celebrating teaching artists.
At Dreams, we spend so much time, as we should, celebrating the students, the young artists who are moving through the program. But with Dream Builders, we wanted to turn that around and celebrate the teaching artists themselves, because along with the students, without the artists, the program would not exist. We have such an amazing group of talented, committed, dedicated teaching artists at Dreams, and so often there's not the opportunity to see all of them together. So when we did Dream Builders last year, it was a visual arts exhibit, which it will be again this year, and then performances and by some of the teaching artists. So really a wonderful opportunity for the community to see what an incredible resource we have in terms of the Dreams teaching artists.
And last year, it was just called Dream Builders. This year, it's called Dream Builders Inspirations. Explain.
Sure. Well, Tracy Wilkes is on the production committee for Dream Builders, along with Annie Fermender and Fritzi Huber, who's coordinating the visual arts exhibit. And as we talked about last year, we all agreed that it had been a wonderful success. But Tracy said, you know, it would be even better if we had a theme to tie it all together. And what we thought about is these teaching artists spend their time inspiring the young artists who attend Dreams. What inspired them? What if that's the theme of the show? So we asked each of the visual artists to write a brief piece about what inspired them to create. And then we asked each of the performing artists to do the same thing. What was the moment that you knew that you wanted to be an artist? Who inspired and guided you the way that you are inspiring and guiding young artists today? And Rhonda Bellamy and Tony Rivenbark, who are going to be the mistress and master of ceremonies of the event, will be reading the pieces that the performing artists wrote leading into each of their pieces as a way of tying the performance together. And then we'll have the statements that the visual arts artists wrote next to their actual work. The evening is very exciting, a similar structure to what we did last year. At 6 p.m., that will be the reception and the art opening. And then at 7 p.m., the performance will begin. And the entire event is free and open to the public, although the performance is for ages 13 plus. It's not a performance for children. It's aimed at a teenage or adult audience.
What's on the menu this year with the artists?
So when we're looking at the visual arts exhibit, you're going to see paintings, pottery, photography, paper mache piece, jewelry, wall relief, and mixed media. So that's the visual arts exhibit. The performance, there's a bunch of music, there's choreography, there's spoken word, and of course, an audio piece as well. So it's a really fabulous evening, and it's a huge variety of work.
That was Emily Collin, co-producer of Dream Builders Inspiration, this Friday with the exhibit opening at 6 and performances at 7 at the Stein Theater in Thalian Hall. Tony Rivenbark and Rhonda Bellamy are hosting the event and performing along with the teaching artists. Find more details at whqr.org.